Blog Talk Radio.
Today, Adrian, I know you're on a hard deadline, and so are we. So let me put Adrian on and speak to you guys and figure out what you want to do. And so hold on. Here she is. Hang on.
Hello. How are you?
9 o'clock. We'll do it from 9 to 9:30, wherever you may be. Okay. And Stuart already put together a very beautiful exit 30 minutes from the other guy. So we're good. All right. So the six one of Vander News, I did leave it in, but I didn't send it yet. I just wanted to get your impression of what I wrote. So it's not a problem. I'll just what the next test photos may be. The safety of the test have already been seen. I presume there was a special handling of the shipments with IRA, which is very wonderful for us. Obviously, they want to buy this damn thing. And I don't need the answer to the mail, but do we know the answer tomorrow when they come in? I don't need very much, so if you have any, if you have any, don't bother me.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How does the sound quality sound?
Not bad. We'll be good. We'll be good. Let's do our thing. All I want to do today, I had a cute idea. It's a short, you know, we only have half an hour. I want to, of course, introduce the congressman, the assemblyman, I should say, so that they know what they're looking forward to for the second half hour. And and that's that. But I thought that our theme would be storms. You know, we just came out off a very big storm, and we have a theme, a financial theme. What are thoughts of some of the storms that you might face in retirement? So one would be, the biggest one would be income gap, I think. And we can talk about the importance of having passive income and what it means. I think that's an approach we haven't taken yet. And then the
rather
other
than use
would
the
be,
word passive income, do you think the word guaranteed income would be more appealing?
Yes, I think we should do both. I think we'll start with guaranteed with you, and I'll just talk about passive because that's a lifestyle issue.
Yeah.
And then we can talk about the healthcare storm. All right. So, Stuart, we're ready. His name is Jack Cittarelli.
Cittarelli, yeah.
District 16. Okay, I'm ready. And I do. It's going to be the second.
Third segment. 34th segment.
Right, so it's the second half of the show. Okay, good. All right, I'm ready to go. Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg and
Ronald Gielock.
And this is the Ronald Gielock Retirement Power Hour. So, are you dug out yet? How you doing, New Jersey? I mean, it's been wonderful. I'm looking out at my backyard. If you could see my Facebook, you'd see me with actual snowshoes walking in my own backyard. That's the way it's been. And so we thought that we might take a little bit of a theme from the weather on this particular show and talk about storms. Talk about storms that you might face in retirement, pre-retirement, after retirement. And see how you can weather those storms as well as I hope you weathered Jonas. It's also a very special show because in the second half of our show, you'll be hearing an interview with Assemblyman Jack Cittarelli. Very likely your Assemblyman if you're listening in our 1450 AM listening area about what's going on in Trenton, what's going on in Washington that's going to affect your pocketbook and affect your future. It's very, very specific, and he is a guy with a lot of passion, a lot of mission. He knows what he's talking about. You're going to be surprised at some of the things that you hear. But right now, let's get back to our own personal storms. One of them, I'm hearing more and more from people who come in for an interview, and we have wonderful, wonderful strategy sessions with you. We'll tell you how to get one complimentary in just a few minutes. More and more, we're hearing that they really are worried about what I call the longevity gap, what others call the retirement gap. In other words, they're really worried that they won't have enough income after retirement. And in my opinion, my humble opinion, one of the leaders in helping people get the right amount of money and be secure and feel secure all their life is Ron Gielack, my co-host. And Ron Gielack, you wanted to talk about guarantees and how can you get enough guaranteed income so that you can really sleep at night?
Oh, absolutely, Adrian, because, you know, when you think about storms, the storms that today's retirees face are a little bit different than the storms that their parents' generation had to face or deal with. If we look at the parents' generation of today's retirees, the vast majority retired with paychecks for life in terms of traditional defined benefit pension plans. And today, believe it or not, it's less than 16% of people retiring are retiring with a traditional pension. And then there's the issue or the storm of, well, what if your particular company underfunded their pension and you find out, like more and more people are finding out today, even after entering retirement, starting the receipt of the pension, that the pension could be reduced. So the idea is to look at it and say, well, would it be prudent to have a plan B? B as in boy, plan B. Plan B is sort of, hey, if everything works out perfectly and the markets just do fantastic, and my pension is always there, along with Social Security, well, then I don't need the plan B. But what the plan B is essentially saying that you could take a portion of retirement savings, say that's within an IRA account, and you can do an IRA rollover to an IRA that would offer meaningful guarantees. Now, this type of guarantee is typically coming from an insurance company. And sometimes people would say, well, I didn't know you could have an IRA and hold it at an insurance company and the IRA would offer meaningful guarantees. And the answer is, yes, you can do that. And most people, when they're surveyed, well, what would you like in an ideal retirement account, they'll say things like, well, I don't want my money going backwards when the market goes backwards. I'd like to keep what I make in the good years, and I'd like to know that I could generate an income that I can't outlive. So that's what these offerings provide, and they're worth exploring in greater detail.
They certainly are. You know, I do want to give you our number. Let me tell you what you can use that number for. First of all, certainly to have a face-to-face consultation with us. It's a wonderful strategy session. It points you in the right direction. Nobody has ever left our meetings without being better for it and maybe a little bit more focused on their finances. It's a very pressure-free, extremely educational session that you'd be having. How do you set one of those up? Well, 800-467-8152, 800-467-8152. And, of course, we're in Parsippany. That's our flagship office. You'd be more than welcome to see the beautiful office. However, we also have set up several consultations already in other parts of our listening area. 800-467-8152. However, we are going to be meeting at the Chester Library on February 16th at 7 p.m. with some light refreshments and heavy information. So if you want to go to the Chester Live event, 800 1-800-467-8152. But if you're just a little bit worried, just a little bit confused, and you just want to talk on the phone, good too, call 800-467-8152. Now, let's talk a little bit more about this issue of income. So one thing we want, as Ron says, is we want to structure at least some of our money to have guarantees of lifelong income. And we can pretty much know, more or less, how much that lifelong income will be. And you can take a look at what you might get in Social Security, what you might get in pensions if you have one, what you might get from your rents if you've got rental income, or if you're continuing to work or semi-work, and see if there's what we call the longevity gap. If there's a difference between the amount you're going to need in retirement and the amount that you're going to have for retirement. If you have such a gap, you're going to want to do something to plug up that gap, and that would be a type of agreement with an insurance company that gives you guaranteed lifelong income. One of the things that our folks often come up with is, you know, Adrian, I kind of know what I have, and you can show me how much I could get, more or less, from one of these arrangements, but I don't really know how much I need. So how do I know my gap? Well, we have what we call a vision session. Usually, if it's an individual, it's with them alone. Sometimes it's the whole family. It's always with a couple. And we help them envision what their future would be like, because we have a concept called play money. I love that language because it puts a little fun in it, but it stands for something serious. Passive, lifelong, which is what Ron is talking about, lifelong income, always in your control, meaning you don't give up control over your money. You have a lot of choices all along the way on how it's invested as well as how much you take out, and yielding enough. That's the why in play. Yielding enough, that's what takes the vision session, where we figure out with you pretty much how much you need. What does enough mean? So these are wonderful ways of getting the cobwebs out of your brain when it comes to retirement. But, Ron, I want to go to the P in play, passive. People don't understand what passive income really means, and they learn. They learn exactly what it means when they see some of the systems that we put in place. And you can find that. I'm going to give you the number one more time, 800-467-8152. What about passive income? What does that really mean? And can it be tax-free sometimes as well?
Yeah, absolutely. You can generate income streams in retirement that are completely tax-free. And people sometimes say, well, I didn't know you could do that, or my existing advisor never talked to me about that. Well, you know, all I can say to that is maybe it makes sense to talk to advisors at our firm that have a different skill level, perhaps, than the person you're working with currently. A lot of times people have worked with advisor that have helped them in the accumulation mode. Now we're talking about the distribution mode. And the idea behind the distribution mode is, hey, you enter retirement, but you could live 20 to 30 years in retirement, and let's try to anticipate some of the storms that might occur that could cause you to need additional income. And, Adrian, I'll just reference what I would describe as the perfect storm. And the perfect storm, if you think about it, is you enter retirement, you're dependent upon the money in a 401k to supplement your Social Security and get you through the next 25 years. And then the perfect storm occurs. So what would the perfect storm be? It would be we hit a nasty, vicious bear market similar to 2001, 2002, or to 2008, and suddenly the equity portion of that 401k is worth 40% less than what it was in real dollars. If you started with $1 million and you ended up with $600,000 because we hit a 2008 type event, that's an example of that. But the other part of this perfect storm is to say, well, the Federal Reserve chairwoman has been announcing her intention to raise interest rates 4 times this year. Now, is it going to happen exactly that way? Nobody knows. But if we could look at it and say, well, it's highly likely that interest rates are going to move up significantly over the next 1 to 5 years, including this year, then you have to say, well, wait a minute. If a portion of that 401k money is allocated to fixed income or bonds, what happens to the value of that portfolio when interest rates go up? The answer is, guess what?
It goes down.
It can go
yep.
down in value substantially.
And you know, Ron, when we come back, we're going to be talking about the other perfect storm, and that is the storm of healthcare and what's happening with that. Going to make a little bit of a report from Washington. After that, of course, we have Assemblyman Jack Cittarelli making a report from Trenton. We're really getting you up to speed. We're hoping that you begin to focus on your finances in a way that you never did before. And we will guide and help you every step of the way. The phone number is 800-467-8152, 800-467-8152. Don't go away. All right, so that was perfect, okay? And now
right,
I'm going to come back.
How many,
yeah, go ahead.
So the next segment is the last one. How many
yes.
minutes is it?
How many minutes is this last one, Stu?
9 minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
You still hear me? Good. I'm ready to go. Are you?
Yes.
Okay. Hello, hello, hello. We are back, and this is Adrian Berg and...
Ronald Gielock.
And this is the Ronald Gielock Retirement Power Hour. Now, we were talking in the first part of our show about something called Play Money, P-L-A-Y. And we'll be talking about that on February 16th at the Chester Library at 7 p.m. We're doing a live event. We will talk to you about that one-to-one on what it means in your life by telephone or in person. And if you want to register for our free live event in Chester or if you want to talk with us, phone number is 800-467-8152. And Play Money is very specific. It stands for passive, lifelong, always in your control, and yielding enough. And yielding enough sometimes for some people is the hardest issue to face. What is my retirement going to look like? And we have a vision session with you. A passive is actually the easiest. But, you know, it's hard to grasp. What we really mean by retirement these days is not that we stop working, or we stop living, or we go on a golf course, or we become a vegetable, or we watch TV, but that we have an extremely active life. But our money is passive. We're not passive. The money is passive. That means it comes in and it flows in, and we don't have to go out and work for it. We might work and make additional dollars, but we want it to be passive. We want it to be lifelong with guarantees. And those are two things that Ron already described, that there are systems, there are contractual arrangements that can just weather the longevity gap between what you need and what you can be sure you have. We help with that. But then there's the A in play, and that stands for always in your control. And I'll tell you when your money stops being in your control. I'll tell you the exact moment when you get a diagnosis. When somebody says to you, I think that your husband or your wife has a touch of dementia, or when you need rehab, and everything is going to be fine, but, you know, 3 months of rehab, you got a broken hip. All of a sudden, no matter what you've done, your money is not always in your control, unless you really have pre-planned. And it's really hard to pre-plan for that, but we definitely help. So, Ron, I'm going to throw that over to you, and so that you can talk about that lack of control that many people face suddenly when they get some sort of diagnosis or a medical event.
Well, Adrian, this is such an important part of retirement planning, and so often it's neglected. But the whole idea here is to say that one distinct possibility, even probability, is that as we get older, there may be some type of healthcare event that occurs. You know, it could be, God forbid, a stroke or Parkinson's or Alzheimer's or dementia of some kind. And when that happens, it's fairly common knowledge that you're going to need a higher level of income to deal with that. So there's different strategies to deal with that. Sometimes a person may say, well, you know what, I keep some money in the bank, in a CD or a money market account, and that particular money is rainy day money. And if you think about what rainy day could befall a person as they get older, it's a change in health status. So just one example of dealing with this ahead of a crisis occurring is to say, well, if I want to keep that money 100% liquid within my control, available to me at any time for any reason or any purpose, but at the same time I wanted to increase or leverage up the purchasing power of that money to pay for home health care or assisted living or, God forbid, nursing home care, there's actually plans out there that are combination, single premium, long-term care that also provide an income tax-free death benefit if you pass away, and also have, guess what, 100% money-back guarantee, meaning you could be in the plan for 6 months or 6 years. At any time, you could say, you know what, I want my money back, and you get every dime back, no penalty. And this is another area, Adrian, where people say, I didn't even know this existed. We bring you up to speed on this.
Yep. Let me tell you something. You're absolutely right on that, Ron. Of all the aha moments that I've had with potential clients and with people calling in from the radio, that's their biggest aha moment. Because people come in, they look a little guilty, I have to tell you. They always look a little, they didn't buy long-term care insurance when they were 50 years old or 45 years old. And it's not that old a product. There was a period of time that you really couldn't buy it. It didn't exist. Then it became a terrible product. Consumer Reports said terrible things about it in its early days, rightfully so, because it was very expensive, but it would get more and more expensive, and you'd get a lot of premium surprises. So then people stopped buying it. Now they come in, they're 60, even 65, and they say, you know, it is so expensive. I wish I had bought it. I'm so sorry, but it's impossible for me now. And it is. They don't know that there is systems, products, where they could actually get their premiums back. They pay one big one for their rainy day money, but it's theirs. And they have lost the opportunity of using it. But my goodness, if they ever want it back, it's with them. And if they don't want it back because they do need long-term care, they have excellent coverage. So these are kind of the aha, and it makes them feel so good. Whether they do it or not, this information becomes, I can see how relevant this information is to them. And that's what we're about. We're about giving you relevant information, not things like, oh, the stock market will go up, but it also goes down, but don't worry, because over time it'll always go up. Did you ever hear that from anybody, like a financial planner maybe? No. Probably you heard it every 5 minutes, right, Ron?
Well, you know what gets me is the standard broker language of, gee, it's only a paper loss. Well, okay, what if this paper loss has occurred, and it's occurred at a time that you need the money? Well, guess what? It's whatever the account is worth at that point in time is what's available to you. So in my mind, looking at the world we live in today, it just makes sense to say, let me learn about more conservative strategies that make sense for me in the world today that can potentially pay me significantly more than what I'm earning. Certificate of disappointment at the local bank or a money market account.
You know, one of the things I want to point out to people is we're so dedicated to this kind of education. There is a book that Ron wrote. I have my 2 cents in it as well. And it's called Fear Factor, Beating the Fear Factor. Fear stands for false evidence affecting your retirement, 15 minutes to your ideal retirement. And you can have a tutorial on that. You can go right to the website, ronaldgelockandassociates.com. It's all written out, Ronald Gelock, G-E-L-O-K, and associates.com. I probably don't give that out enough because some people are reluctant to call, and they'd like to check us out a little bit. So why don't you go to Ronald Gelock, G-E-L-O-K, and associates.com, and you will see there a 12-course tutorial on all of this. You will see information on the book, and you will also see a way that online you can ask for one of our meetings to point you in the right direction. If you're ready, though, the phone number is 800-467-8152. And if you just want to see us in action, Chester, a library on the on February 16th at 7 p.m., will be hosting a program there, a live event, 800-467-8152. Meanwhile, please do not go away. You're going to hear Jack Cittarelli right from Trenton telling you what's going on in our state. And, Ron, we're going to sign off right now.
Okay, well, I think this is a fabulous show, and I think people are really getting brought up to speed on things that really matter to them.
Yes, I agree. And get out there, kids, and make it happen. Okay, so I have a few minutes just to write back to Sieber before I have to take my bus, so I'm going to run off. And it's a very good show. Okay?
Okay. Sounds
I'm going to develop. I'm developing that thing called Play Money. We'll see if we can get it, something written or a CD passed Dana, and we could give something out like that. Okay?
Yeah, it's a very interesting concept. It has a lot of sizzle.
It does. Okay, we'll talk.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.